A Life of Song and Music. Engaging Mind and Body. People sometimes remark on how youthful some older monks look, and I reply that the secret of their vitality is simple. They sing. Monks stand in choir and sing 7 times a day. To breathe often and deeply, to resonate subtly with sound, vibrates all the fibers and is bound to be healthy. It raises the heartbeat and boosts metabolism and soothes the whole system. I generally leave choir feeling energized and refreshed rather than tired, unless it is one of those excessively long ceremonies. But even on those rare occasions when I feel tired, it's a good tiredness. Of course, there are other reasons for a monk's youthful appearance. For one, a shaved head is a clever trick for any old man gone gray, and that, for us, is part of the uniform code. Likewise, a beard masks the folds of a sagging chin. Our vegetarian diet and regular daily schedule keep the animal spirits tamed and relatively contented. Nature loves habit, which is how habit came to be called second nature. Repeated actions eventually occur instinctively. When the hour comes around for work, prayer, or sleep, a monk's system is ready. Strangely, even prayer feels like a physical need. A spiritual hunger becomes a holy second nature. To say I need to pray expresses more than a spiritual want. It is a hankering of the body as well. For instance, when I am traveling or otherwise can't get to choir, if time for terse or known passes me by, I instinctively sense something is missing. My remedy for that was to memorize all the Little Hours Psalms so I could recite them alone when I can't get to choir. This has served me well. Keeping the mind fit. Memorization as a practice keeps a mind young. It is one vital component of mental well-being. To keep my aging brain from turning into oatmeal, I began to devote a lot of time and effort into recovering Latin and Greek, improving upon something I already knew. I read books by Augustine, Boethius, and Cicero. The mind needs application to work. Memory is a kind of mental muscle that can easily atrophy. In our culture, memory goes largely underutilized. Only a couple generations ago, people could recite long poems or songs. One morning, old brother Claude, while helping the cooks chop vegetables, launched into a whole string of Broadway songs that were so old I had never heard any of them before, tunes that were even pre-World War I. I also recently had the pleasure of listening to a 98-year-old woman sing Blue-Eyed Sally through 8 verses, a song I had never heard before. Most monks in our order memorize a handful of psalms. Every monk knows at least the 2 regular songs for Compline, recited every evening in the dark. Frequent repetition of psalms after years of familiarity has its own value.